morning, everybody. Today's scripture is from Luke 24, verses 1 through 12, and I'll have you sit because it's a little bit long. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." They remembered his words and returned from the tomb. They told all of this to the 11 and to all of the rest. Now, as Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home amazed at what had happened. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Thanks so much, Ellen. I love this day. Do you love this day?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, here, everybody, let's give God the glory. This is Easter Resurrection Sunday. This is the day that is really the bestest day that we as followers of Jesus Christ can celebrate. And it's all because the resurrection is still going on. Say that with me. Resurrection still going on. It's not just an event in the past. Jesus Christ is risen and is in our hearts. Now, when I think of the resurrection, I think of what's so powerful about the event back in the past and the event that still goes on is that resurrection love is alive. And that resurrection love, friends, is something that we can experience. It's something that we can share. And it also enables us to encounter something and contest something, an attitude. An attitude that we have. You know, one of the things in looking at the Easter story, and Ellen shared the Easter story from Luke. Of course, the other Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and John also share that. And, you know, this is Easter. Families, you should read those stories, and you should share those with your kids. Just saying, no homework. But, you know, in the midst of all the family dinners and Easter egg hunts, maybe read at least one of the Easter stories. But they each tell the Easter story in so wonderfully different ways. They all have their unique take, but there are some things that are common. One thing is that when they talk about the resurrection, it all involves a mystery. And that mystery is the mystery of the empty tomb, right? They don't get into the specifics of how Jesus just up and got out of that tomb. It's just all the witnesses experience the empty tomb. Now, in my prayer, what I've discovered is that there's another commonality in all the stories about Easter, and that is the attitude that the first witnesses to the resurrection had. And you know what that attitude was? Well, it's right up on the screen. No way! No way! Now, this wasn't a new attitude with the followers of Jesus. They kind of had it all along. You know, these followers of Jesus, they were with him for 3 years. 3 years. That's a long time to be in ministry together. I just can't imagine what a blessing that is. And Jesus had this amazing ministry in his preaching, teaching, and healing where he shared this wonderful reality of God's healing and wholeness and love. That's called the kingdom of God. But just a few months prior, Jesus says, hey, the mission's going to change. And it's not that the actual mission of what they were doing was changing. It's the direction of where the mission was going. And they were going to go down to Jerusalem. Boy, doesn't that sound like a title of a Led Zeppelin song? going down to Jerusalem. They were going to go down to Jerusalem, the place where those people that didn't like Jesus' ministry, those people that didn't care about Jesus, those people that hated Jesus were located. But that's where they were going. And Jesus led the disciples down that way. And as he did, he shared with them not once, not twice, but three times that, folks, things are going to be difficult. We get to Jerusalem, I'm going to get arrested. I'm going to be convicted. I'm going to be tortured, and I'm going to be put to death. But after 3 days, I'll be raised. And whether they didn't get it or they were stubborn and they just didn't want to hear it, every time that Jesus would tell them that, you could just hear in their thoughts the disciples warring against that whole thing that Jesus was telling them about. One time, Peter said his thoughts out loud. He said, Jesus, he said, this can't happen to you. No way, Jesus. And of course, many of us have heard what Jesus said in reply to that. Get behind me, Satan. This was the attitude that they would have on occasion. No way, Jesus. So they come to Jerusalem and woohoo, there's a big party. Jesus comes in riding a donkey, huge crowds, Hosanna, praise be to the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And they go and they have this wonderful first part of the week. But then as the week progressed, Jesus does get arrested. And do his disciples stay with him to the end? No. They run off. And why? No way. This can't be happening. No way. He is the king who has come in triumphantly. No way this is happening. But it did. Jesus was arrested, he was convicted, and he was put to death on a cross. He really, really died. No way, Jesus. No way. Now, actually, this attitude of no way explains a lot of the reactions of the very first witnesses to the resurrection, when you think about it. I mean, here it is. Jesus told them what was going to happen, right? Spoiler alert. I'm going to be raised in 3 days. And you would think that when the women, the brave women, by the way, the men were together, but they were hiding. They were hiding in their wall of no way, but the women broke through, but they still had that attitude of no way. You would think that they would be anticipating a miracle. We're going to see Jesus raised, right? And I think sometimes when we hear this story, we think, oh, silly followers of Jesus, why don't they get it? Well, not so fast. How many of you know that you are loved by Jesus Christ? And how many of you live your life every day that you really believe that? How many of you might feel that you get locked within a wall of no way? See, we can't just judge how these earlier followers felt. And so when Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary mother of James, and the other women went to the tomb, they went to anoint Jesus' corpse, his dead, cold corpse. And when they got there, it was empty. Woohoo! But they didn't feel woohoo because it was no way. And what they felt, as Luke tells us, was perplexed. Friends, do you know what the antidote to the attitude of no way is? Was future Rufus told Bill and Ted, it is yes way. You see, in the power of Jesus' resurrection, yes way. Yes way is the antidote to no way. It's the antidote to all of the no ways that we encounter in our lives. Maybe you can think back and you can look back on your life and you can think of all those parts of your life, no way. Maybe you're struggling with that no way right now. But Jesus' way, Jesus' resurrection love points to yes way. Whenever I feel like I am mired in my no way, I look back in the past and I think and go, how did I get through this? And I think of Jesus' yes way. I think back when Tammy and I were 18 and 19 and we got married, big plans for the future, and then 3 months into our marriage, we became pregnant. And I said, no way! We're too young. But God was like, yes way. And you know, those boys, those twins that we end up having, are turned 40 years old recently, and they had their own families. When I felt this nudge to ministry a long, long time ago, I was all, no way. I have a very comfortable life. I'm a computer programmer. This is just too weird. This is too much. And as my son Nathan would say, Dad, don't go in the ministry. We will be poor. No way. But God was like, yes way. There is a time to say no. There's a time in your life where you do say no. I want to be clear about that. You say no to abuse. There is no yes way to abuse. You say no to any pain. There are things you say no to. But so often, friends, we are mired in a no way attitude that is a learned helplessness that only Jesus' resurrection power can break through, and that is the power of yes way. The women were mired in their no way at the tomb, and as they were there, they got their yes way when two shiny, happy people popped in next to him, right? Two angels that were there, and they break through the no way barrier of the women. They start with a question, because that's how you engage people, right? Why do you look for the dead among the living? They said, he has been raised. And then, important words. They said, remember. Remember what Jesus told you. He said that he was going to get arrested. He said that he was going to be put to death. And he said he was going to be raised. And all of a sudden, that no way in the heart of the women was blown away, and they were filled with yes way. And they left, and they were going, yes, we can do this. Yes way. And then they run right smack into a wall of a no way of the other disciples. They go there and they say, he is risen. He is risen indeed. And they look at him and say, no way. Except for Peter, right? And Peter goes, maybe way. And he runs to that tomb and he checks it out and he sees the mystery and he sees the miracle. And this is how resurrection love isn't just an instantaneous event. It can be that way, but it's a process. See, in Peter's heart, it begins to work. It goes from no way to maybe way. Now, we know the good news, right? We know that Peter later becomes sold out for Jesus. It becomes yes way all the way. And Peter and Paul and all the followers of Jesus throughout time, they lead this new movement. And you all know what this movement was called from the first days, right? According to the book of Acts, long before we were called Christians, we were called the way. That's who we originally were. We were the way. And that's really who we are now. We follow Jesus Christ. We are called Christians, but we are the way because we follow Yes Way. Friends, this is Easter Sunday, and yet we come into this place and we still might have this wall of no way around us, this barrier that we put up, all this stuff, because we're dealing with all of life and we're dealing with gosh, COVID-19, the war in Ukraine, all this stuff that just like in the prayer, we talked about helplessness and hopelessness. And that is what is part of the no way. But in Jesus' resurrection, yes way. This is who we are called to follow. Friends, as we continue now in worship, as you continue throughout this day, as you continue throughout your life, if you feel that constricture of no way, know that you can be freed by Jesus' resurrection love. Yes way. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.